From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A series of blasts in Thailand's southern provinces Thursday and Friday has killed at least four people and wounded dozens more. The explosions occurred in the seaside resort towns of Hua Hin and Phuket, among others. A police spokesman said Friday that they believe the wave of blasts is the result of local sabotage and not the work of Islamic terrorists. Ukrainian troops are on high alert as tensions are on the rise with Russia. Some experts say the timing is ripe for a conflict because the world's attention is elsewhere. VOA's Carolyn Persutti explains.
Now the Ukrainian military is on high alert, fearful of another conflict with Russia. Moscow shut off three crossings at the Crimea-Ukraine border last week. Kiev accuses Russia of massive troop buildups in the Donbas region and along the border shared by the two countries. But Russia accuses Ukraine of provocations by planning raids in Crimea. Moscow released video of a suspected saboteur accused of planning to bomb infrastructure in Crimea. President Vladimir Putin says it's a terror tactic. Experts say the West needs to provide a united front to help defuse the tension. One goes so far as to say Western politicians should at least start paying attention. Carolyn Persutti, VOA News, Washington.
A massive blast at a Chinese power plant has killed at least 21 people and injured five, this according to state media. Officials say the high-pressure steam pipe explosion happened in Danyang in the central province of Hubei. The explosion Thursday is the latest in a string of industrial accidents that have plagued the country. This is VOA.